Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch. TJ Month continues. We're reviewing our third whiskey of TJ Month. Week one.
Whiskey Month.
Week one, absolute banger. Week two, left a little to be desired.
Yeah.
I said this from the start, though, that I wasn't going for four bangers. I just wanted you guys to try different things. Week three, I think this is another banger. I think this is going to be – I barely know.
Really?
I think this one's going to do really well. We'll see when we get into it. Oh, look at Ben, like, already trying to plot where he's going to subtract quarter points.
I've been sampling it a little bit. And
Ben, you know what TJ just did? It was, they call that in football a loser's limp. So after you get hurt and you're like, oh, or after you have a bad play, then you pretend to get hurt. That's what TJ just did. Oh, I just wanted to show them experience different things. So I thought some crappy double oak bourbon would be something right.
I literally said that. I said that at the beginning of the first week.
I don't remember that.
One's going to do really well. One Ben's going to like. One I'm going to like. And one's just very different.
So none that I would like. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about you.
Clearly.
That's right.
You mentioned loser's limp, so I was thinking about you. All right, too far.
Oh, no. Oh, those lights coming.
That was so cold.
I don't get it.
Yeah, me either. So
you do.
Let's jump right into this. We want to watch the hockey game. If you're watching this, if you're listening to it, hit the share button for us. We appreciate the interactions on social media. We've had a ton this week and really, really enjoy interacting with you guys. But let's jump right into it. You guys go on mute. I'll go full screen because Brendan gets mad when I don't. And we will tell you guys what's going on. You guys good? You good? You good? Because you can't hear me. So, all right. Today we are drinking from Old Pepper Distillery. We're drinking their single barrel rye. I think they already know it's a rye, so I don't mind saying that out loud. But again, it is the Old Pepper Distillery single barrel rye. It's 110 proof, 55% alcohol. I got this from Gaspar's and Star Liquor. It's a store pick. I got it from Jimmy over there at Gaspar's. I want to say this was like $45 or $50. So budget plus, but not insane high on the budget or anything like that. This is a really, really good rye. This could get killed tonight during the hockey game. So I probably have four-ish pours left. So I may go a little aggressive to finish the bottle off. But something that I've really, really enjoyed, something that I think is really, really good. It's one of the most refreshing ryes that I've ever had, as crazy as that is. There's a really good spearmint on the front of it. And I like it. Hopefully they kind of pick up on that too, some good vanilla. It's not overly sweet. But I thought this was really, really good for that, for a store pick to get it for like $45-$50, have the 110 proof. I thought this was really good. So hopefully they enjoy it. While we're here, I'll give a quick shout out, Bourbon on a Budget, powered by the Roll Up Network, brought to you by Gramco, thegramco.com. If you go and enter code bourbon25, you get 25% off of vapes, pre-rolls, gummies, hard orange candies that they just came out with. They've got a water-soluble mix that's coming out really soon that you guys should go check out. The blue raspberry gummies are my absolute favorite. They are a leader in the Delta 8 field. Products are grown in Florida. No medical card is needed. Must be 21 or older to order. You should be 21 or older to watch this podcast as well, since we're talking about booze. But check out thegramco.com. Bourbon25 will save you 25% off. Let me know what you guys get. Let me know what you guys like and how that goes. So let's jump back into it. I'll go out of full screen, bring the guys back in, and we will jump back into the show.
Back at it.
All right. So you guys listened to that whole thing. You know what we're drinking now. Right. What value do you give it? Go Bolts.
Zero.
Oh, man. All right. We're up. Hmm. On the nose on this, Brendan.
I think the nose is delightful. So initially when I poured it, delightful. I thought it was very thin and kind of brittle. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I was like almost too like sickly sweet sharp. But then kind of once it opened up, I get nice, like very lemony citrus zest, but more so like in a desserty sense, maybe like a lemon cake. And essentially like what I'm getting is a ton of dessert notes on the nose, heavy with the vanilla cream, almost like a cream cheese frosting. There's density with the sweetness, but it also savory. Ooh. Too.
Lemon, like lemon bars with powdered sugar on top. Like that, I think we're like pretty spot on there, as I've got a 3-year-old walking around behind me. Very good. But
yeah, This is super dessert based. And also, the last thing I'll say on the nose, too, I think it's a touch of rye spice. So I'm going to guess this is something that's a little higher rye, not a rye necessarily. Don't want to spoil what I think it is. But I get like a cinnamon, but not baking spice cinnamon, more like the Big Red artificial cinnamon. Not a ton, just enough to kind of let you know that it's there. So yeah, I get a lot on this nose. I like it. Ben, I get the feeling Ben doesn't enjoy this. This is right up my alley nose-wise. I don't think this is Ben's cup of bourbon.
Well, before Ben goes, I just want to say that was a heck of a description on the nose. Like, you picked up a lot of the things that I get. You described it really well. I think people listening or watching, if you're doing either of those, hit the share button real quick. Mm-hmm. Like, if I wasn't drinking it, I'd be jealous that you're like, that you describe, like, you just described a 1.75 or a 2.
Ooh, wow.
Like, I'm not trying to tell you what your score is, but like, that's literally, you just ranted and raved about it. Now, Ben's going to come in and crush it, so it'll even it out. But I thought Brendan did a great, that was a beautiful description from a beautiful man. Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, this, whatever this is, has got me convinced that I have COVID again. That's how non-existent.
Oh man, as great as Brendan's description was,
like, Ben's just listen, just listen, listen to this, okay? I mean, I got, there is nothing going on.
Are you not smelling anything?
Like,
uh-oh.
Not really. Not really. Pretty much nothing. The nose doesn't
smell yourself.
Isn't there. Like, I feel like I'm really grasping at straws to get
COVID.
To get lemon. Like, I can give you lemon. Like, lemon, vanilla, and pepper. Like, I there's nothing. Like, it is...
Well, that's like a scaled down version of what I gave you. It's not as poetic or beautiful as I put it. So
it could just be like my, you know, sinuses are all jacked up right now, but I don't know, man. Like, the nose seems super weak to me. Outrageously weak.
Okay. Let's drink a little bit. Well, I'll say Brendan's got a lot of things I've gotten. I do get like a peppermint on it as well. Kind of a spice. Yeah, that, I may be kind of mixing the taste and nose in together a little bit. Maybe that's more taste than nose. But I really like Brendan's description, so trying to complicate it too much past that. All right, let's do taste. Brendan, you start us off with taste. Ben, try and drink as much as you can so that you can pick up some nose.
Catch up.
That'd be great.
That's right.
So as soon as I drank it, you mentioned peppermint, and so my brain just went to mint. Now, before it, though, I was getting more of a, I think like a floral herbal type of vibe on it, along with like some sweet notes. I got caramel, I got berries, so sticking with the sweet theme, but I do think we see a little bit more of the spicy elements come into play, but not like a super peppery spice, more so again kind of sticking with herbs, maybe mint. So it's got this like nice refreshing element to it. I don't think the taste wows me as much as the nose did. I like the taste. There's a little bit of bitterness to it that I don't love. And I think that's kind of my brain's perceived that as herbal heavy. Ben, are you smelling or tasting anything?
I'm trying to smell and taste. I have resulted. Hold on.
You have resulted?
I have resorted to performance enhancing drugs or performance enhancing devices. I have now installed a breathe right strip on my nose to help me.
Installed?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Wow. That is an excellent. We should do a show where we try, like, we put those on and try to see how it impacts
opens
stuff
up your nasal
passages. We really know we like.
Wow.
Yeah, is it working?
Still nothing.
Stick the breathe right strip in the bourbon
useless.
Or in the whiskey. Sorry.
Yeah, nothing. Okay, but back to palate.
I've done these sick before, and they are so hard. When you are kind of stuffed up, they like
so
this
I get
show
like
sucks when you're
a little bit of like chocolate, but also like some lemon and spice. Like this is not like the ultimate kind of like sugar bomb in my head. This is like a lot more savory than a typical bourbon. So like I'm missing a lot of like the over oaked or like vanilla. This reminds me like a younger, it could be like a young rye, like a 4-year rye or something like that. But I'm in my head, I'm thinking, rye, Rye. Because it's so savory. It's so savory.
Could be proof, potentially, that's adding to the savoriness. Initially, I didn't think it was super high proof, but now kind of sitting on it a little bit, that's what she said. I think that that could be part of it, too.
Yeah.
Britton didn't mention refreshing. I actually said that when I put it on mute or when you guys lowered your volume.
Crispy.
I think for a lot of ryes that are super, super heavy and
did you just admit that so it was a rye?
Oh, hello?
I did.
Oh,
I mean you smelled this a couple of weeks ago. And you said that you smelled it a couple. I mean, we're talking about spice, we're talking about you said it was a rye a couple of weeks ago, so I don't really care. So many of them are pretty tough. This one's way more refreshing. Palate's not like blowing me away by any means, but I kind of get that minty we talked about. I do get some vanilla on the back end. I don't know, to me it transitions from like that minty floral into a nice vanilla cinnamon finish. I like that. What do you guys think about the finish?
I like the finish a good deal. I think I like it a little bit less than the nose, which I really enjoyed, but more than the mid palate taste area. So this is where that savory notes that Ben was referring to, where I really get, I get tobacco leaf. I get this nice woodiness, but not necessarily like a barrel woody. It's going to sound weird, but the sensation that I got was like, I'll go out underneath my sycamore tree in the summertime when it's really hot and it's shaded and I'll do work under there. And it has this nice, like, vanilla wood tannin, like, sometimes you get, and I get, it smells like baking wood. No.
You must be 21 or older to watch this show. Please, innuendo. Dane, log out.
Hi, Dane. So, yeah, sorry for the innuendo there. I was being inappropriate.
Sounds like Ben needs some home COVID tests. Call Patty instead of breathe rice strips.
I like the finish. Impossible. I thought it was solid. A little spice there too. Ben, what about you? Can you taste
it? So
I like the sycamore tree reference, by the way, Zacchaeus. Very good. Go ahead, Ben.
So the finish I think is really nice. It's kind of delicate in my opinion, but it stays savory. It's like savory refreshing the entire time. So I enjoy it. Like it just finishes savory and crisp. Yeah.
Crispy boy.
Like crisp. That's kind of where I'm at. Enjoyable. Would drink. Enough where I would drink that I'm literally out already. So.
Oh, no.
Ooh, that's rough. I got more. All right. Let's rate it. For those that don't know, 2 points for the nose, 4 for taste, 1 for finish, 1 for cohesiveness and complexity, and 2 for value. We'll do the first 4, then I'll have the guys try and guess it. See if I can replace type. Since you're certainly going to get that since I gave it away. But let's start with nose. 2 points. Ben, you go first on this one.
Oh, I thought you were giving it 2 points for all of them.
0.25? I mean, I got nothing on it, man. Again, if I can revisit this, when I can breathe, apparently, then maybe I'll change that. But up until that point, 0.5.
I usually just lie and say like everything's average.
Oh, this is like a 2.5 then. This is the best. This is the best news I've ever had in my life.
He's really going to kill this thing because I said it was good to start the show. Brendan.
I know you tried to pressure me earlier to go up with a 1.75 to 2, but I'm going to go with a 1.5. We went with the Maker's Cannoli like a 1.75. The Bull Run was in the 1.5. This is kind of in that range where it's really, really high end in fits to my preferences. I wish it was a little bit like jumped out at the glass at you have to go diving in for it, but I think it is a really well done, nice, pretty nose. I enjoyed it.
I'll be a little modest with this too. I'll go with a 2 out of 2. I was gonna go with a 1.5, but I had to bring it up a little bit because of Ben's score, so 2 here for me. Actually, I do think it's really good. I mean, you basically described a lemon bar. I mean, and that just sounds fantastic right now. I've been doing low carb all week, and so really kind of want a lemon bar with some powdered sugar and some custard. That just sounds really good. So 2. Taste. Brendan, you can go first here.
I think I was rounded down a little bit on nose, so I'll round up a little bit on taste. I think it's a 3. I think it's the high end of above average to good. Probably good. It's you can tell it's a decent quality whiskey, so I'll go with a 3 on it. A generous 3. It's my nickname in college.
I think that's generous.
Jim Harris, 3.
Most of the girls you dated, too. Ben, taste out of 4.
Yeah, I think 3. I think 3 is right here. You know, it's I'm trying to make up a little point on the you know, the nose. So palate, give it a 3.
3.25. I think I'm right there with you guys. I like it a slight bit more than you guys do.
Homer. Mm. What a homer.
Mm. 3.25 is not that crazy of a score when you have 3.
Just saying.
Fair point.
There are how many possible options of points? 4, 12, 13.
16.
16, 17.
It's got to be – what? It's got to be a – oh, 0 counts. Well, never mind. You could have 0. So, yeah. All right.
It's like 1/17th off.
Have we ever done a finish. 0 for taste?
We should have before. Like, I think if we had some to do over, like, since you bring that up, like, will it pot still? Or...
Oh, God.
No, it's not a 0.
You're like that one troll on YouTube that made
oh, you go goodness. Into a re-review. I re-reviewed that.
You
yeah,
were so tilted. Yeah.
So weak. So we give Melo Ford a 1.5. Yeah, I guess we'll never give it a 0. All right.
I feel like a 0 is you finish. Spit it out. Oh, finish? Yeah. I'm actually Italian, but thank you for asking. Let's see. That was so good. I'll give it a 0.75. I think it's a high-end finish. Yeah, I don't think it's perfect, but it's really enjoyable.
In before Ben, I'll go with the same score, 0.75. Above average, but it's not elite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it is good.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
Yay, yeah. Agreement. I like it when people agree. It feels good. It's like
one. I hate it. One. Yeah. I will not be part of this.
I will not find the middle ground.
Or this agreesome.
Was that an Italian joke?
No, no.
No. Agreesome, like a threesome.
Yeah.
Come on, Brendan. Keep up with random terrible puns.
Sorry. Yeah.
Cohesiveness and complexity. Yes. 1 point. Yes.
0.5. I mean, 0.25, 0.5, 0.5.
I'll go 0.5, so I don't have to get 1.5 on mine.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
0.75. Sorry, I was getting some feedback in my ears. So I go 0.75. I don't dock it. Like, it's an even 0.75. I don't think it's – I don't know. I can't describe it.
What's an even 0.75? It's
like,
an odd number, clearly.
Because – I'm going to try to articulate it. Like, I don't think that usually we go like, oh, 0.5 for complexity, 0.5 for cohesiveness. Does it fill both of those? I think it's like, I think it's like 0.375 for both of them, or whatever the math would be to get you to 0.75.
Like, that's good. Good job, Brendan. I like that.
Thank you.
That's weird. I just went back to the taste a little bit. Do you have any left, Brendan? I know Ben's out.
I don't.
No, I'm actually lowered it to 0s because you made fun of me. So,
ooh,
sucks to be you.
All right. So we know it's a rye.
Yeah.
We've got proof, price, and what it is. Let's start with proof.
105.
Okay. Let's do this on type. 105 for Ben. On type, this is just bonus points for this.
Okay.
What distinguishes this rye? Is it finished? Is it a store pick? Is it a single barrel? Is it a limited release? Like, just there's something that distinguishes it. You get bonus points if you get it right. Like, you know, it's a rye, and this is just a complete shot in the dark because,
yeah,
well, I guess unless you think it's finished, then it's not.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's a single barrel rye.
Yeah, definitely a single barrel rye. Brendan, your proof.
Oh, sorry. It's definitely above 100. I think it's below 110. I'll price this right, Ben. 106.
Dang. Ooh, I like that. Ben, you want to counter?
No, he doesn't know how it works.
I make the rules. It's like whose line?
I want to guess 105 and 107.
Price.
$45 bucks.
Oh, wow. I'll price this right, Ben. 46. I think it's closer to $70.
$70.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, yeah, it seems ambitious. Maybe 6. Yeah, no, I'll stay with 70. Yeah. It's fine. I don't think it's
what is it?
Old Pepper.
Old Pepper is what my guess not, is. But... Oh, it's not. All right, so it's not. Then I'm not gonna guess it. Oh, that was gonna be my guess.
What's your guess then?
Old Pepper.
So initially, I thought I forgot that you told me it was a rye when I guessed it correctly last week when I opened it, and it totally was based on what we were drinking. especially with that disaster of the double oaks. I initially, when I opened it today, I thought it was maybe the Four Roses single barrel, like a barrel strength one, because it had a little bit of rye element, but it was also great floral.
Some
sweet.
Of them do, yeah.
And I also considered that maybe it was our store pick of the Blue Note, because it had the vanilla custardy no. note to it, no. but it wasn't depthy enough on the palate. So that I did eliminate that. So I was going with a Four Roses store pick. But then, since TJ spilled the beans and said it was a rye, I think I'm going to go with the Old Pepper one.
No, stop. Don't pull that crap. Are you kidding me right now?
That's what I thought. I wrote it down.
I don't care what you wrote down.
Well, it doesn't matter what either of you wrote down.
I'm between
both.
Right.
What, do you have something else?
Yeah, I was going to go. I was between Old Pepper or like a Good Time single barrel rye, but I didn't feel like it was crafty enough. But again, my palate's probably not 100% on. So I'm between the Old Pepper or the Good Times.
I think it's a lower rye rye, which I think the Old Pepper's actually like a, that might be MGP juice. So it's probably
I remember
rye.
Old Pepper being really minty. I didn't get
any. Yeah, this, but I so. Just.
Anyway, I don't just
know. Just go.
Push it out of, put us out of our misery.
Old Pepper rye it is. Yeah.
That's what?
Yeah! It is a single barrel store pick from Gas Bars. Oh, Lightning already up 30 seconds into the game. Go Bolts. We're live. It's a store pick from Gas Bars and Star Liquor. So
I'm so glad I guessed that first.
Brandon again, no, this is
I wrote it down well before Brendan.
I did see you writing.
Old Peppy.
Yeah.
Old Peppy.
So I like this a ton. This is easily one of my favorite store picks I've ever gotten from Jimmy. Can I tell you something? We're going to talk about this a little bit later, but the reason I bought this is because I wanted to buy something else, and you had to buy a store pick to get whatever that other thing was. Can't remember what that was now. And this was the store pick I bought. And I think, man, I just do not. Ben, what did I buy when you were in there getting the Old Forester? Yeah, that Victor said. Maybe I got an Old Forester. No, it wasn't Old Forester. I don't know. I got something from him allocated. Yeah.
Good story, TJ. Does it end?
I had to buy a store pick. And this is what I got. So, between 45 and 50 bucks. So Ben is, you know, spot on with that. Yeah. So really good price on it. Yes, going into value, Ben's at a 4.75. Brendan is at a 6. And I'm at a 6.75. $45 to $50 bottle. Obviously, you're not going to get this exact bottle, but Old Pepper store pick's not super difficult to find. Old Pepper single barrel, which they are, you know, this one's not, you know, they're not gonna be too much different. Also not extremely difficult to find. So thoughts on value, Ben, you had the lowest score. You can go first.
It's like Jeopardy. 1.25. I've sampled a couple other Old Peppers and they just haven't been as amazing. And so it just, you may not have the same experience that this one is. I know this bottle is better than what I'm tasting it as, but
yeah,
that's what happens.
A fair value score. I mean, your score was slightly above value, or slightly above average, and then your value was slightly above average. So yeah, I think that's fair. Puts you at a 6 for the night. Brendan,
that's actually respectable given how low the nose was for him. If he could smell things, this would probably
If he gives it a 1, if he gives it a 1.5 on the nose, he ends up with a 7 out of 10. You know, which is probably, if he did it again, he probably would get, you know, that'd probably be pretty accurate. So, Brendan.
That's funny. So, when I poured this out and smelled it and sipped it about an hour ago, shocking. I know I did that before the show. That's something I would never do. In my mind, I was like, oh, this is going to be a 7. I could just feel it. Like, it felt like it was going to be a 7 for me. Now that I know that it's like 45 bucks, and I remember drinking this, I think we did one of the spaces and I drank it and I enjoyed the hell out of it. I think 1.5 for me. Like, I think this is really, I had a 6. For my score, and at 45 to 50 bucks, like, I think this drink's well above average, and it's a good value. Yeah, I like this a lot. Good pick, TJ.
So,
Redemption.
Yeah, I think this is a phenomenal value.
This is definitely better than the whatever Kelly crap we had last.
Oh, the Kelly was awful. I think we're two of us are going to finish with higher scores.
All three.
I finished with a higher score before value than I did total value last week.
So I don't know. I was going to go with 1.5, but I feel like since I gave it a little bit higher score than Brendan does, like I actually have to go with 175 just to kind of make it make sense. But yeah, I mean, I think this is above average value, right? Like, I think if Ben could retaste it, I think he'd probably bump that up a little bit. But 45 bucks for a, oh, it's 110 proof.
Oh, I won. Suck it, Ben.
Yeah. So
you got me. There you go.
I think it, you know, is proofed pretty nicely, pretty easy to find. 45, but you know, budget plus at 45, 50 bucks. You're not breaking the bank by any means. I'll go 175, which ends up taking my score to an 8.5. So
that's wow. Jeez, what a homer.
That seems successful.
Jeez, that seems really a lot.
I had to make up for Ben's. So if I wouldn't have given it a 2 on the nose if Ben didn't go.
Did it make the board of bigness? Did it make the board of bigness?
7.33 repeating. So yeah, I mean, it did.
Yeah.
No,
sure.
I don't think it did. But
hey, look behind you. There's a 6.6 up there.
I haven't updated that. We're going to do it at the end of the month. I haven't updated this since like January, guys.
Mm. Yeah, we're just going to wait for 2020 numbers to come out. 2020? It's like inflation. We're going through inflation, so everything is like, everything's 10% higher than last year.
My number was a little bit inflated. So, no, I like this. Okay. Bolts up 1-0. We're 5 minutes into the game. Let's get out of here quickly and go watch it. Before we do that, pursuits and purchases. And we will. Oh, so final scores: Ben 6, Brendan 7.5, me 8.5. So, as crazy as you guys think my score is, Ben's is actually the largest anomaly. So,
And I was the nuanced, rational one in between. Shocking that I would bring logic and.
Yeah, also known as boring, but whatever.
Ooh, yeah, lukewarm. The Bible says he'll spit you out of his mouth. Too biblical.
You'll neither cold nor hot. You will lukewarm, and that's why I spew you from my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. That's you, Laodicea.
Gangs of New York.
Yeah, from Jesus first, but then Gangs of New York.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Gang in New York. Daniel Day-Lewis, the Jesus of acting.
Okay. Steve Carell. Let's not go crazy.
happy birthday, Jesus. Sorry your party
sucks.
Sorry
your party sucks.
Focus. All right, pursuits and purchases. You guys buy anything this week?
Yes, I bought a Blanton's store pick. Check. Next. Brendan. Nice.
How'd you hear about that?
I got a call from...
Your best-looking friend? Yeah.
Was it you or Brian?
That was me. We told Brian. Okay. You told Brian.
Right. Yeah, it was TJ that called me.
Blanton's store pick. Party Liquors, $90.
Yep.
Pretty good deal. That's not bad at all. First store pick. Here's a question. A couple of questions to follow up on that. And then we'll let Brendan talk about what he bought. I have something I bought, and then we'll get out of here. I'd love the people in the car. I see a few people watching this. I'd love your take on this too. When you buy a non-allocated store pick, it is like just like a Whistle Pig 10 or Woodford Double Oaked or just whatever, right?
Or Buffalo Trace.
When you buy,
or,
you know. Whatever, no, that's allocated. So a Buffalo Trace is allocated? Yes.
You have to buy it is behind the counter at ABC. Yeah.
You have to buy so much Wheatley vodka to get it. So when you buy a non-allocated product, what's the one you bought? Like the wheat and the rye too? You got up in North Carolina the 1 year, had a yellow. Oh, yellow. Not Yellowstone. Wilderness Trail.
Wilderness Trail.
Ben wants you to end this story so fast. He wants to watch hockey.
When you buy a non-allocated store pick, they typically mark that price up like $5-$10, right? At most. Right. A lot of times they're the same price. In fact, I think, shout out Gas Bars again, I believe that their Whistle Pig 10 store picks are like a couple of dollars cheaper than you can buy just regular Whistle Pig 10 in like any other store, ABC.
Such a long question.
Do you think, like, do you kind of have a problem with them?
Really?
Do you have kind of a problem with, like, allocated store picks being priced up so much?
Jeez. No. Okay.
Not at all? Not at all?
No, not on Blanton's. I mean, it's gonna be marked up anyway. Like every you go to Lukens right now, Blanton's is like $600.
What's a fair markup for an allocated store pick? So even like an Eagle Rare, like what's Eagle Rare should be $35.
Eagle Rare doesn't. I wouldn't pay anything more for that.
Okay. It'd be hard. I've seen store picks of that. I've seen store picks of that go for like $50, and I think that's a bit high.
I send it back.
Eagle Rare is already a single.
It's not worth. It's not a worth purchase at $50.
I think the magic number percentage to me is probably like 20% tops, depending on what it is that we're
10-15 bucks is like what I would be okay with.
Unless it's Blanton's, then you're okay paying more.
No, because literally no one sells it for $60.
I had a chance to get Blanton's at $65. Ooh. Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. You missed it. So the other side of that is another store. Don't mean to call them out. Not going to say who it is. Another store locally is also selling a Blanton single barrel pick. We've talked about this before. To buy that Blanton single barrel pick, you have to buy a store pick.
That's a great deal. It's a great deal. Fun. Sunshine. How, Sunshine.
But it's also
I'll shout them out.
But Sunshine, it's also it's the same price as Party Liquors was. Like, why would you buy it from the other place when you have to buy something else extra?
Oh, it's $90 plus.
It's $90 bucks as well. Yeah, no. If it was retail, like, then you buy a four. You know, you're getting amazing. This. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
No. Same price as Party Liquors, but you have to buy something with it. Which I'm sure their store picks are great. George and them do a great job over there. But I just don't love the concept of that. Right?
No, I'm okay with, like, you know, you gotta buy a store pick with something great, but you can't double dip. You either overcharge or you do it at MSRP plus extra money kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. When you hike the price up and you make me buy something that I don't want, like, that's, to me, that's like a couple weeks ago, Jimmy made you buy like a Four Roses item with the Four Roses barrel strength, but the Four Roses barrel strength was like $90. Like, it is everywhere else. Like, good price for it. When you kind of double dip on it and you're charging above retail and making you buy something else, it's a little bit much. I'm sure they'll sell out. People will buy it. I just won't.
They definitely will sell out. 100%. Yeah.
It's not a bad play for that. Okay, last thing, and I'll let Brendan go on.
Yeah.
That's not a bad play, though, if you buy the Blanton store pick. I don't have a problem with this because if stores are making extra money on stuff, then we're going to do the same thing. Stores charging secondary prices, I don't mind getting on the secondary market. But you buy that Blanton store pick, flip it, you basically got one of his store picks for like $15-$20 bucks.
Right.
That's the play.
Could a
Blanton, I don't really care about a Blanton store pick anyway.
Could a Blanton store pick be the store pick that you use for the Blanton store pick?
Yeah. I'll take a Blanton store pick.
Yeah. What's your store pick, though? It's a Blanton store pick.
Yeah.
Who's on first?
Who's on first? Like, imagine going in there and doing that. It's a Blanton store pick. Yeah, but what store pick do you
want? You got to buy a store pick. Yeah, I'm buying it right now. It's a Blanton store pick. Got it. Did it.
What's on second? I don't care. It's on third.
Yeah. Please do that. Videotape yourself and see how long it takes to either laugh or get mad.
Oh, yeah, like, hello.
400 people in line. They're probably already sold out. So, Brendan, what did you get? Pursuits and Purchases.
I got screwed. Yeah, I got screwed over is what I got. So second time in a row in the last 2 months, I got ABC Vault Invite. About 2 months ago, I was flying to Las Vegas to hang out with my buddies, and I landed, and there was a Vault Invite. So like 4 hours later, it had been all picked over. This past week, I was going into a doctor's appointment, and like, I got the email, and the doctor was like, or the person was like, hey, Brendan, come on back. Brendan, come on back. And I had to like let it go. So the entire time I was just thinking of missing this opportunity.
Just email ABC.
Yeah. Like, so
here's
this
flight details. Here's my appointment details.
This will be an experiment, I think, because TJ said he's heard that before. So I think maybe for our listeners to see if that's something that'll work. I'll be the guinea pig and email them. But, when I came out of the appointment this past time, there was Eagle Rare at $32 and Blanton's at $65. And I passed on both. I didn't.
That's weak.
It's weak that existed or weak that I passed.
You passed. On both. I would have bought something.
No, I would have bought something. Because if you buy something, you can't send an email. They're going to say like, oh, you purchased what you purchased.
Okay, well.
So it was a banger Eagle Rare
for
too.
$30.
Yeah, not worth the chance. I'd rather take the gamble and see. Like, there was a Pappy, there was a Pappy 10 and 12.
Why did you buy those?
William LaRue Weller. Well, they were picked over.
You should have bought those, dude.
Yeah, then you would have to send an email.
I know. So stupid. Idiot. You dummy.
Yeah, Jason talking a little bit about overpriced allocated stuff. Weller Foolproof at $299 in a store.
Oh, they can suck it for $299.
Yeah, it does nightmare. Really. Yeah, I don't.
The entire Weller line is the most overhyped whiskey in all of whiskey.
Ooh, well, we should do an episode on that.
Here.
It is not.
That's a fall episode. We'll bring it back in the fall.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience. I still got something that was like okay from the vault. I got the vault this week, just like Brendan did. I was driving. and literally had all three kids in the car, or else I would have done it. But like, I just, you know, I'll risk my own life, but I won't risk theirs. I'll leave them fatherless. That'd be great. But I ended up getting a Woodford Reserve, five stouted mash, which is very different. It was like $140.
It was expensive. I think I had a chance of that, and I passed that too.
Secondary is not super kind to it either. Like, it's $140 and then like flips for $200. So I think I'm just going to drink it. Like, it was very, very different. It was very, very interesting. I think I'm just going to end up drinking it. It's a very expensive bottle to drink, I guess, but I liked it. I'll send Ben a sample for sure. Oh gosh. So anyway, Jason, I've heard that is god awful. I'll see Jason. Ben's comment.
Jason, do you want to flip it for $200? TJ will flip it to you.
Seems reasonable. Yeah, it'd be amazing. See, I like that. I also got last thing, and this is my last pursuits and purchases. I got the blends, as did Ben. I got window.
Do you think he's going slow on purpose, Ben? Do you think he's trying to troll you?
No, I was trying to get this. I was trying to get this up. It took a minute.
She said.
So I got this Old Elk from Miami Bourbon Society. Check this out. See the little Seminole gator to the right, Seminole, the Gator, and the Miami Hurricane. I don't know what this is, Pit Panther or something, but like pretty cool. Like to have all three there. It's like a WrestleMania type thing. So that was cool. Obviously, pretty involved with all the college football stuff here. So I thought that was a fun one. Got that from the Miami Bourbon Society. Obviously, we'll share that with you guys and let you know how it is. But that should be a fun one come football season. So
sweet. Can't wait.
All right. You guys have anything
for
else?
For myself,
anything else we can help you with?
And the lightning game that's currently playing. Cheers.
We are up 1-0. Let me get this. Oh, it's an FIU Panther. Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Hey, we appreciate the interactions on social media. We like when you guys tag us. If you listened to this, if you watched it, do us a favor, share it. We certainly would appreciate that. If you don't, you're dead to us. So.
That is very loud.
Yeah, that was actually the
intro. What a fade in.
So, for myself, TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Cock, go Lightning.
Cut to the one from earlier. Cheers.
Go Bolts. I missed it. I wasn't.
It was so good.
What did you do? Do it again for those who missed it.
Nope, you missed it. It's over.
I'll be on Patreon.
OnlyFans.
Okay.
It was something with the mic.